Mishnah Yomis for Shabbos Kodesh, the 18th day of Tevis, Tavshin Pei Dalet, Masechta Ksubos, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Zayin. Earlier on we learned that a mukaseitz, the woman who's lost her virginity through an injury with a piece of wood, with some wood, her ksuba, according to Rabbi Meir, is 200 dinar still. According to the Chachamim, it drops to 100 dinar. The halacha is indeed like the Chachamim. Her ksuba will be only 100 dinar. She's judged, or she's treated exactly the same way as if she lost her virginity through living with a man. But there is a difference between mukaseitz and bula. And that is that mukaseitz, if it happened not through human intervention, that she lost her virginity, then the law is that even if she got married under the assumption that she was a basula, and she turns out to be not a basula because it was a mukas, she was mukaseitz, she doesn't lose the ksuba because of it. But with a ba'ula, a woman who's lived with a man, and lost her virginity through having intercourse, then if she was married under the chazok of being a basula, and it's found out that she's a ba'ula, she's found out that she had lived with a man, then the husband can come along and say, "Mekartos, sorry, this was all under false pretenses," and she loses the ksuba. On this basis, our Mishnah is going to talk about what happens when there is an argument between the husband and the wife. And she was married under chazaka of being a basula, and he found that she wasn't a basula, she wasn't a virgin. And they're arguing about what was the circumstance. Says the Mishnah, Mishnah Zayin. He omeres mukaseitzani. She says, "Yes, I've lost my virginity, but it was lost because it was externally through a piece of wood, and it was not done through human hands, not through human intervention. And therefore, I'm still entitled to my ksuba." Who I marry, the husband meantime says, "Loki," says, no, he says, "I'm telling you, El Adrus is Ishat. I'm saying that you are, you've been lived with a man before I married you, before I gave you Kiddushin. And therefore, when I gave you Kiddushin and wrote you Ksuba, or married you under the assumption that you were a Basula and you were Adrus is Ish, and therefore you're not entitled to your Ksuba." Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Lezer, Amir Nemenes, they say she's believed. She's believed to say that she was mukaseitz. That's how she lost her virginity, and she's a full entitled to ksuba of 100 dinar, according to the Chachamim, which that's halacha like, or Rameir, 200 dinars. But Rabbi Yeshua says, "Lo mipia nechayin." He says, we don't rely on her words. We're not living from what she says. Ela harizu becheskes dros asish. There's a chazaka that she is being lived with a man, and we assume that the husband's right, until she brings a proof to her words that she's not a ba'ula, she wasn't lived with a man, but it would happen through some other object. What's the reason of the machlekes? And it's, as we said earlier on in the previous Mishnais, and that is, Gamliel is of the opinion that she has a tainas bori. She is stating her claim out of certainty. The husband is saying, maybe. He's not 100% sure if it was through a man or it was through an eitz. And we know that bori v'shem or bori adif, when someone comes and argues from a point of certainty, then that's a strong argument. And we don't follow cheskes mamon. We don't say, you can't take money out of a person until you bring a proof, because we can just as easily say that put a woman in her chazaka. The chazaka is that Jewish women do not go around and live with men, and they're not mafkiras atzmon. Rabbi Yeshua, however, argues. He says the chazaka of money is very strong, and you want to take money out of the husband and prove that she and make him pay ksuba. You prove. You have to. She has to prove that bring proof that she was only mukaseitz and not through dros asish, not through a man. And until then, the husband keeps the money. There is no ksuba. Halach is like Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yezer. Mishnah Ches. Here we talk about in our case of a Bas Yisrael who is suspected of having lived with a man who would render her disqualified for kohuna. For example, if she lived with a mamzer, or she lived with a nosin. Nosin were those people who were prohibited to marry Jewish women. And she says, no, I did live with a man, but that man was kosher. Kosher in the sense that he was not a man who disqualifies me by living with me from a kohen. Here too we have a machalikus from Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua, as we had in the previous Mishnais. Ra'u amidaberes im echad b'shuk. They see this woman, she's not married, she's free, she's a pnuya, as we call it, and she had yichud, she had private seclusion with someone, and with echad. We don't know who. Amrlaz, so they say to her, Mati v'shal zeh, what is that man that you had yichud with? Was he a nosin? Was he a mamzer? Was he a type of person that makes you posel for a kahuna, to be married to a kohen now? And she says, oh, no, ish pleni v'koino. That fellow, he's kosher. He was perfectly all right. The man I had yichud with, or I lived with, and he's okay. Now, when she says he's a kohen, it doesn't really mean a kohen. It means he's a proper person. Someone who would not make me prohibited to a kohen after living with him. Rabban Gamliel, Rabban Eliezer, Amir Nemanes. They say she's believed. She's believed that the man that he had yichud with, that she had yichud with, is an adam kosher, and she's permitted to marry a kohen. The reason is, as we said in the previous Mishnais, she has a cheskes kashrus. She has a chazaka that she wouldn't live with a man that, or she's a chazaka that she was permitted to a kohen. She retains that chazaka that she's permitted to a kohen, and just because she lived with a man, that doesn't mean she's also, because the man could have been a man who is a man who is fit for marriage for her. Rabbi Yeshua says, We can't live on what she says. We can't. She's not believed. We have to suspect that maybe she had lived with a man like a Nosin. And Nosin are these people who are the Givonim. They're forbidden to marry into the Jewish nation. Or a Mamzer, which is also prohibited for a person, for a man. A woman is not a Mamzeres. And she is possible. We have to assume that she is disqualified to marry a kohen. Until she proves innocence. Until she proves that the man that she lived with happened to be an adam kosher, we have to assume the worst. Why? Because Rabbi Yeshua holds that since she had yichud with him, she loses that chazaka that we say, and you know that she was kosher for kohenah. Rabbi Yeshua says, yes, until she had yichud with that man, we could say, yeah, give a woman a cheskes kashrus. But once she's lived with a man, that chazaka becomes weakened. And therefore, we have to assume the worst. We have to assume that she did live with a person who disqualifies her for kohana, and she loses the cheskes kashrus. The halacha is like Rabban Gamliel and Rabban Eliezer, however, that she is believed, and she would be allowed to marry a kohen even after this event.